Manny Pacheco, and welcome to another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning paperback that tells America's story through the character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lycan with his weekly On the Backlot report. This week, we're going to focus on the genre we know as comedy during the studio era. Its roots are firmly in the silent films of Chaplin, Keaton, Lloyd, Arbuckle, and the Keystone Cops. By the time sound was added to visual humor, audiences embraced the opportunity to escape a depression that gripped a nation. Early on, plots centered on the deliberate opportunity to present slapstick. Paramount had the Marx Brothers, Hal Roach had the Little Rascals, MGM and later Columbia Studios had the blue-collar defiant humor of the Three Stooges. Their gags were honed in vaudeville by Ted Healy. Mo Howard, Shemp Howard, and Larry Fine became popular in shorts, what we call two-reelers, during the advent of sound in film. Unfortunately, Healy was an abusive manager and drank too much. When the Stooges moved to Columbia, Healy was fired. Shep left for a while to pursue a solo career, and younger brother Jerry Howard was drafted as a third Stooge. When he shaved off his wavy hair, Mo mockingly referred to him as Curly. He became the most popular member of the group with his pinpoint timing, his acceptance of unyielding abuse from his cohorts, and his reactions, which included various gasps and dog barks. They were known for two very distinct musical themes, including the very familiar Three Blind Mice. Let's play both for you on Forgotten Hollywood.
Lydia, Lydia the tattoo lady. She has eyes that men adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of them all. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. She can give you a view of the world in tattoo if you'll step up and tell her where. For a dime you can see Kankakee or Paris or Washington crossing the Delaware. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. Oh, Lydia, poor Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When her muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the champ of them all. For to bid she will do a mazurka in jazz, with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can line a line from Lydia. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here is Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, oh, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When she stands, the world grows littler. When she sits on Hitler. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of them all. Once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said Lydia.
He said Lydia.
I said Lydia. We said Lydia. La la.
That was Groucho Marx from At the Circus on Forgotten Hollywood. When the Three Stooges bolted to Columbia, MGM whiz Irving Thalberg negotiated to sign the Marx Brothers. They insisted on appearing in full-length features, just as they had at Paramount. This was Irving Thalberg's last decision before he suddenly died. The siblings remained with Metro for 6 years before they temporarily retired as an act. Meanwhile, Universal Studios, known for its mastery of the horror genre, decided to delve into comedy. Abbott and Costello became their biggest box office draw as the golden age of Hollywood entered its second decade. To ensure their success, big band artists were cast in their films. Shemp Howard also signed with Universal, mostly playing small roles. Martha Ray and the Andrews sisters were often cast in humorous movies produced by Universal as pleasant distractions to inane plots. I have seldom heard cuts for you on Forgotten Hollywood.
Hell to Poplin, old Satan's on a tear. Hell to Poplin, they're screaming everywhere. Shades of Inferno and Vaudeville. Anything can happen and it probably will. Hell to Poplin, and there's a rumor now. You'll be needing your sense of humor now. How it will wind up, no one can tell. But hell to Poplin life. Hell's a poppin', die-ya, 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 die-ya. Hell's a poppin', they're screaming everywhere. Shades of Inferno and Vaudeville. Anything can happen and it probably will. Hell's a poppin', die, 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 oh, five nights long. You'll be needing your sense of humor now. How it will wind up, no one can tell. But hell's a poppin' like. Anything can happen and it probably will. Hell's a poppin', and there's a rumor now. You'll be needin' your sense of humor now. How it will wind up, no one can tell. But hell's a poppin' like da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
There were three little sisters, three little sisters, and each one only in her teens. One loved a soldier, one loved a sailor, and one loved a lad from the Marine. Oh, the three little sisters, they were the fairest, from Iceland down to New Orleans. So said the soldier, so said the sailor, and so said the lad from the Marine. And when the boys marched away, the girls said they'd be true until the boys came back someday. Now the three little sisters, stay home and read their magazine. You can tell it to the soldiers, tell it to the sailors, and tell it to the Marines. Three little sisters, two little sisters of mine, and each one was only in a teen. One loved a soldier, one loved a sailor boy, and I loved the lad from the Marines. Oh my, two little sisters, they were the fairest of all, from Iceland directly to New Orleans. So said the soldier, so said the sailor boy, so said the guy from the Marine.
And when the boys marched away, the girls said they'd be true until the boys marched back someday.
Now the three little sisters, those three little sisters, stay home and read their magazine. You can tell it to the soldiers, tell it to the sailors. Oh, tell it to the Marines.
Up next on Forgotten Hollywood, animated humor plus funny man, Danny Kaye. What's up, Doc? As inventive as Walt Disney was in the incorporation of song into animation, there were other contributors. Warner Brothers were extraordinarily successful in providing comedy from their stable of stars, which included Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd, Porky Pig, among others. They began production of silly animated shorts as early as 1929 under the banner of Merry Melodies and Looney Tunes. Warners used these monikers as a way to capitalize on Disney's Silly Symphony series. During the studio era, they produced just over 1,000 cartoons. An underrated animator was Walter Lantz, who spent his formative years at Universal. Here was a filmmaker who spent time as a gag writer for Max Sennett. One of his early characters was Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. When Bugs Bunny captured the imagination of filmgoers, Lantz decided to concentrate his efforts on animated fowl. His greatest creation was Woody Woodpecker. So successful was Lantz, the series theme song was nominated for an Oscar in 1948. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Oh, that's the Woody Woodpecker song. Yeah, he's a-peckin' it all day long. He pecks a few holes in a tree to see if a redwood's really red. And it's nothing to him on the tiniest whim to peck a few holes in your head. Oh, that's the Woody Woodpeckers too. Makes the other woodpeckers swoon. Though it doesn't make sense to the doll and the dance and the lady woodpeckers long for. That's the Woody Woodpecker song. could pack or hit parade. Though we can't sing a note, there's a frog in his throat. All his top notes come out blurred. He's the lady's first choice, with a laugh in his voice. He gives all his rivals the bird. He'll be settling down someday. He'll be hearing the preacher say, for the rest of your life, if you'll be Woody and wife, and the choir will sing along with the Woody Woodpecker song.
Everybody's heard of Peter Piper and the peck of pickled peppers that he picked. That's such a silly, simple children's game, it hasn't even got a name. But I'd like to bet that it'll trip you, like to bet you that you'll have to say you're licked. If Peter Piper you pronounce with ease, then twist your tongue around these. Moses supposes his toes are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously. For Moses, he knows his toes ain't roses, that Moses supposes his toes to be.
That's Tom Twister, and it seems so easy till the word gets sprung. If you insist you want to try a list, then step up, mister, and twist your tongue.
Now, Kissel will whistle at busty Miss Russell, who rustle and bustle till Kissel will roar. So Russell asked Axel for Kissel's dismissal, and this'll teach Kissel to whistle no more.
That's Tom Twister, and seems so easy till you twist your tongue.
Tito and Toto were tattooed in Toto, but Toto was only tattooed on his toe. So Toto told Tito where Toto was tattooed, but Tito said Toto's tattoo wouldn't show. Theta Thothora was thumping her thimble, but Thomas Thothora was thumping a drum. Said Theta, if Thora's not thumping her thimble, I think that she surely is thumping her thumb.
It's Tom Twister, and it seems so easy till the word gets sprung. If you insist you want to try a list, then step up, mister, and twist your tongue.
Now, Charlie is cherry when choosing his cheeses, and cheese is a challenge when Charlie arrives. But Charlie is charming and chooses a cheddar, then chills it and chips it and chops in some chives. Hedda is hoping to hop to Tahiti to hack a hibiscus to hang on her hat. Now, Hedda has hundreds of hats in her hat rack, so how can her hop to Tahiti help that? Snobby Miss Nora is sniffing a snuffer. The snuff has no sniff and it makes Nora sneeze. When Snide Alice Norton hears Nora sneezing, she snappily snorts Nora sneezing a breeze. Sheila is selling her shop at the seashore, for shops at the seashore are so to lose. Now she's not so sure of what she should be selling. Should Sheila sell seashells or should she sell shoes?
Tom Twister, and seems so easy till the word gets sprung. If you insist you want to try a list, then step up, mister, and twist your...
Twister for Twistle was trying to whistle, but Twister for twisted his tongue.
Welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. Samuel Goldwyn had his own funny man on his lot, who was an incredible entertainer. His name was Danny Kaye. His cinematic achievements are impressive. Wonder Man, The Kid from Brooklyn, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, A Song is Born, which was a remake of Gary Cooper's Ball of Fire, The Court Jester, and Hans Christian Andersen. His frequent co-star was the beautiful Virginia Mayo. Kaye had impeccable comic timing, and he was also a serviceable singer. His real forte was tongue twisters. In 1957, a vintage film historian named Robert Youngson embarked on a crusade to deliver silent comedy to a new generation of audiences, focusing on the humor of Laurel and Hardy, Buster Keaton, Harry Langdon, Fatty Arbuckle, Mabel Normand, Ben Turpin, Charlie Chase, Billy Bevan, Edgar Kennedy, and the Keystone Cops. Youngson reacquainted baby boomers with anthologies that were funny and nostalgic. The early work of Carol Lombard, Gloria Swanson, Wallace Beery, and Jean Harlow are also featured. The golden age of comedy, when comedy was king, and days of thrills and laughter were the best of the bunch. The remarkable approach by this inventive director is his constant reminder that many of these funny men are gone, long retired or dead. He chose a piano theme from Chopin to underscore the pathos of a forgotten era. The orchestral selection was adapted by George Steiner. It was my first introduction to Mack Sennett, Hal Roach, and the silent motion picture. Every time I hear the sonata, Tristan, I finally remember these terrific compilations. I'm Manny Pacheco, and you've discovered Forgotten Hollywood. When we revisit Forgotten Hollywood, comedy of the 1960s turns to its slapstick roots. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Maine, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. Welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. Producers of fine drama would long for the days of outlandish slapstick in the 1960s. Stanley Kramer and Blake Edwards strived to capture the screwball antics of the 1930s, created by Leo McCarey, Howard Hawks, and Preston Sturges. What emerged were films like It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, The Pink Panther, and The Great Race. Kramer hired a litany of comedians from television and cinema, including Spencer Tracy, Milton Berle, Sid Caesar, Ethel Merman, Phil Silvers, Jimmy Durante, Mickey Rooney, Jonathan Winters, and Buddy Hackett. He also paid homage to Hollywood's early days by including the Three Stooges and Jack Benny in cameo appearances. Edwards employed the talents of Peter Sellers, Jack Lemmon, and Tony Curtis, his casting certainly inspired by the earlier work of Billy Wilder's Some Like It Hot. The music from It's a Mad, 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 Mad World and The Great Race garnered attention from voters of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Let's take a listen on Forgotten Hollywood.
Manny
Manny Pacheco. Comedy is our theme today. Film musicals have used this genre dating back to Busby Berkeley. One of the best was Singing in the Rain in 1952. By the 1960s, Broadway-style productions celebrated humor. Vaudeville veterans as Ed Wynn, Buster Keaton, and Phil Silvers were hired to star in these motion pictures. Here are two sterling examples from Mary Poppins, and a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum on Forgotten Hollywood.
I love to laugh. Loud and long and clear. I love to laugh. It's getting worse every year. The more I laugh, the more I feel with glee. And the more with glee, the more I'm a merrier me. It's embarrassing. The more I'm a merrier me.
Some people laugh through their noses, sounding something like this. Dreadful. Some people laugh through their teeth, goodness sakes, hissing and fizzing like snakes. Not at all attractive to my way of thinking.
Some laugh too fast. Some only blast. Others they twitter like birds.
You know you're as bad as he is.
Then there's the kind what can't make up their mind. When things strike me as funny, I can't hide it inside and squeak, as the squeakers do. I've got to let go with a ho, 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 and a ha, 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 too. We love to laugh. Loud and long and clear. We love to laugh. So everybody can hear. The more you laugh, oh my goodness, the more you feel with glee. And the more the glee, the more we're a merrier we.
Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing for kings, nothing for crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications. Nothing for dentists or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Something convulsive, something repulsive. Something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something aesthetic, something frenetic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
Nothing of gods, nothing of fate.
Weighty affairs will just have to wait.
Our principal characters live on this street, in a less fashionable suburb of Rome, in these three houses. First, the house of Erroneus, a befuddled old man, abroad now in search of his children, stolen in infancy by pirates.
Something erratic, something dramatic, something for everyone coming tonight.
Second, the house of Lycus, a buyer and seller of the flesh of beautiful women. That's for those of you who have absolutely no interest in pirates.
Something for everyone.
A comedy tonight.
And finally, the house of Senex,
who lives here with his wife and son. Also in this house dwells Soodless, slave to his son. Soodless is probably my favorite character in the piece. A role of enormous variety and nuance, and played by an actor of such versatility, such magnificent range, such, let me put it this way, I play the part.
Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone and company tonight. Something that's gaudy, something that's bawdy, something for everybody's taste.
Pantaloons and tunics, bodies, hands and eunuchs, funerals and chases,
baritones and basses,
panderers,
philanderers,
cupidity, timidity,
mistakes,
fakes,
rhymes,
mimes,
tumblers, grumblers,
Comedy Tonight, written by Stephen Sondheim on Forgotten Hollywood. Zero Mostel was an accomplished Broadway comedian who also appeared in Fiddler on the Roof and The Hot Rock. His brand of zaniness really suited the irreverence of Mel Brooks, who cast the actor for his film, The Producers. Brooks embraced the notion of placing a remarkable score in his films, as he also did in Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, Silent Movie, and High Anxiety. I can honestly admit that I'm wild about the boy's use of tunes. This is one of his best on Forgotten Hollywood. Madeline Kahn's parody of Marlena Dietrich in Blazing Saddles, a real highlight.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. Well, Manny, I'm here in the studio research department. I'm walking past row upon row of famous scripts and some not so famous that probably never got made. But my gosh, here's a shelf crowded with books about film comedy. Wait a minute, let me pull one out here. It's the official Three Stooges Encyclopedia. the Three Stooges Encyclopedia. I've read this book cover to cover, and it is the ultimate knucklehead guide to Stooge movies, the comedians in real life, and a complete log of all Stooge phrases and locations. To quote Moe, you would be an apple brain, a bunion head, a snoring hyena, if you did not check out this book and have it in your own collection. The author is Robert Kurson. Check it out. And of course, the Stooges are still popular on television. Their shorts air weekly on both AMC and Antenna cable channels. Antenna is a channel on KTLA Digital. Now let's see. What else is here on these bookshelves? Wow. There are a lot of books here on Laurel and Hardy. Did you know that many Laurel and Hardy films were shot specifically for other countries? Stan and Ollie would read their lines in foreign languages phonetically. And sometimes they weren't even aware of what they were saying. But the foreign fans said no replacements for the voices of Laurel and Hardy. So supporting roles were, yes, filled by foreign actors. But the same sets were used for all the productions. Credit Stan Laurel for making it all work. After the entire movie was shot in English, edited and previewed, Stan and Ollie would take it to interpreters who would translate their dialogue. Then they would set up the camera and start doing the foreign version. That's amazing. I wonder how the foreign actors did when performing Honolulu Baby. Where did you get those eyes? Well, Manny, this studio security guard, he's coming this way. I think he's after me. He says the library hours are over. Where's Roger Rabbit when you need him? Well, that's my On the Backlot report for this week. Say, Manny, I know, Mr. Security Guard. I'm going. Manny, what is your favorite comedy of all time?
I love It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. But there's one forgotten movie that I absolutely love, and that's What a Way to Go, with Shirley MacLaine, Paul Newman, Dick Van Dyke, Robert Mitchum, Gene Kelly, Dean Martin. That's my favorite. One of my favorites.
Oh, mine too. I'm going. Speaking of What a Way to Go, he's shoving me out the door. Okay, Manny, back to you.
Thank you, Mr. Gary Lycan, and I appreciate you not throwing that cream pie at me. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, put that bottle of seltzer down. We conclude our program by featuring British humor from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. In many ways, this film ushered in a new era of comedy in cinema. Their pioneering effort can be seen in movies produced today. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
We're knights of the round table, we dance whenever able. We do routines and chorus scenes with footwork and pet cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for mid-able. But any times we're given rhymes that are quite unsingable. We're opera mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm a lot. Bums with royal mums, we brains that are quite able. We've a busy life in Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance whenever able. We do routines and glory scenes that are too hot for cable.
We eat ham and jam.
Okay, boys, break's over. Let's take it from the top.
This is good. Hey, Bloom, put me down for 10 grand.
Prisoners of love, blue skies above, can't keep our hearts in jail.
Tempo, fellas, pick up the tempo.
Prisoners of love,
that's it.
Our turtle doves,
yes,
soon coming round with bail.
Sing out, boys, let me hear you in solitary.
Lock us up and lose the key, but hearts in love are always free. Prisoners of love, blue skies above.
Just came from the governor. Gentlemen, you are hereby granted a full pardon for having, through song and dance, brought joy and laughter into the hearts of every murderer, rapist, and sex maniac in Sing Sing.
You're free!
Free!
Next stop, Broadway!
Yeah! But hearts in love are always free!
Great White Way. Leo and Max, back on our tracks. We're back on top to stay. So when we take your money, never fear, we'll knock Broadway right on its ear. The cast is great, the script is swell. This we're telling you, sirs, it's just no go. You got no show without the producer. We'll never quit, hit after hit. You and me, oh, we guarantee, oh, you're looking at Leo and Max.
The producers, Leo and Max.
And action.
That's all, folks.
Cut. Porky, could we just get a little bit of the stutter? Just a little bit of the stutter, that would be great.
Yes, of course. A silly me.
Not a problem. Ready? Quiet. Ready and action.
That's all, folks. Darn it! Did it again, didn't I? You wanted the stutter. Sorry, guys.
Perfectly all right. Still rolling. And action.
That's all for the folks.
You're sounding great, Pork. We'll get there. You got the stutter. Tell you what, could we get the stutter on the that this time?
I'm sorry?
I'd just like to try getting the stutter on the that.
That's all, folks?
Exactly. You're doing great.
Oh, obviously. You want to do it?
No. You're the star. And action.
The that's all, folks.
Cut.